going to call the February 27th, 2018 Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting to order. Is anyone recording? No one's recording. Could I have attendance, please? Mr.
Ray Perrone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Thank you. Could we have the Pledge of Allegiance? Is there any public comment?
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. As a concerned citizen and taxpayer of the Kootenai Fire District, I'm asking the Prudential Committee to send the Fire Commissioner's proposed budget back to committee and request they come back with a level-funded budget. Although I am positive that the budget could be actually less than the proposed FY18 budget, with Chief Rood's management and better oversight by the Fire Commissioners, I am confident that a level-funded budget at the FYI18 rate would be sufficient for FY19. I'm also requesting the Water Department to keep their budget within a 2.5% increase. Thank you.
Anyone else? Public comments closed. Okay. Chief Rood, you want to do the Fire Department first?
I have one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we broke the categories up into the four categories as required by the district bylaws. First is labor and salary. First is labor and salary. The most notable issue that stands out here is the FY 2018 budget. There was an error. One of the individual salaries, where there was supposed to be a comma, so it was supposed to be $69,897.35, was entered as, in the spreadsheet, 69.897.35, resulting in a over $69,000 error in last year's budget. So it makes it look as though the increase is much more than it actually should have been, given last year's budget. So the first notable category that stands out in is it's the permanent full-time number, the second line down. So that $766,000 should have been $69,000 higher. So based on the error, we are 12.1% up in that category, which is all contractual, the bargain 3-year contract we bargained with the union. With the error fixed from last year, it's a 3.11%. We deleted, if you go down further down, we deleted the call firefighter line items. We added a $10,000 line item for EMS officer. And the other big changes were salary, wages, other full-time. So that category in the past, it's always been budgeted very low at $10,000, but everything has gotten thrown into that. So all the fire academy training, retirement costs, everything is thrown into that. Emergency overtime costs, so snowstorm coverage, hurricane coverage, anything like that. So we pulled that numbers out. So this year we're scheduled to spend $80,000 in that account, but it's only budgeted for 10. So we put the $25,000. $25,000 is emergency labor. So we haven't used that account before. So going forward, we're going to continue to fund that at level funding, but we're going to move that back to where it belongs so that money doesn't come out of the other account. And the other number we're going to move is the fire academy training. So to train a single firefighter at the academy is $22,000. So we move that from other to training. So the training budget goes up. emergency other stays the same, and hopefully the other full-time, other firefighters will remain closer to the $10,000 number, which would be dollars to send vehicles out for repair and things like that in staff meetings. Other than that, there was a change to the administrative assistant. In the past, they were budgeted at part-time. We've moved that to full-time. The administrative assistant is 34 hours a week with the fire department and 6 hours for the prudential. So that line item has gone up significantly. The fire chief item, line item went up. My pay does not include, I don't take health insurance, so they, the health, $25,000 in health insurance was taken off the prudential budget, and some of it was added back here to compensate for that. So at the end, it's a 5.9% increase in salaries. With the error, if we didn't have the error last year, it'd be a 1.3% increase in salary and labor. We went through the vacation coverage, sick coverage, personal coverage, and we calculated exactly every firefighter, how many personal hours they have, how many vacation hours they have, multiplied times the average overtime cost. So those numbers are close to exact now. So some of them went down dramatically. The vacation coverage went down. Personnel coverage stayed. That went up a little bit. Those are fixed costs. Sick coverage went down a little bit. So we adjusted those to come closer to what exactly is the cost. Are there any questions on? No? Okay. Operations. Operations, the biggest change is moving some things around. So we moved the training into one account. So there are two training categories. Now there are one. So the training FT got moved down to training and education. So it shows training education down the bottom, an increase of 120%. It's actually zero. It's just the funds got moved from one account to another. We deleted the call firefighter training. We moved technology categories into one category. So internet has been internet and professional services, which were used for computer and IT technology items, have been moved to the IT account, which is the second to the bottom. So the IT account shows an increase, but it's just a move. It's not an increase. What else in this account? That's about it. Overall, it's a 1.25% increase in operations. Any questions? Maintenance, we increased the building maintenance a little bit. We've done a lot of maintenance that kind of been put off for a while, and this year we're going to need a little bit more next year. So we, based on the age of the building, we upped it a little bit, 3% on the maintenance for the building. Radios, we increased. We typically budget $4,000 a year for radios. That doesn't even buy us a portable radio anymore. The cost of radios are extreme. We need to start replacing our current radios, which are no longer going to work when the new digital system comes out at sometime in the not too distant future. So we increased it by $1,000. We deleted the call account, call uniforms, and there's another, the repair, maintenance, office equipment. That was the account for our copiers. That has been moved to IT as well. So this account shows a 7.19% decrease. Miscellaneous stayed level funded at $1,000. Overall, without the error, so if we correct the error from last year, the decimal error, we're at a 0.9% increase for this fiscal year. With the error, we're at a 4.72% increase. So we've got a few articles we don't have 100% of the details on yet that we would like to propose for next year. We'll have those shortly. The first of which we've been talking about for a while is the fire station roof replacement. Due to the purchasing requirements for municipalities, we're looking at costs of close to $50,000. So the roof has reached its age, it's starting to crack, and we're losing shingles, and we need to do that. So that's going to be one. Parking lot. So last year, they appropriated $55,000 for the septic project, which was supposed to include the repaving. Septic had to go under the parking lot. We had enough to do the septic, at $36,600, which leaves us about $11,000 after the engineering left in the account. The budget, the estimates for paving are coming in about $36,000-$37,000, which leaves us $22,000 short. As the year progresses, we'll see, then the fiscal year ends, we'll see if we can find some extra money in the budget to see how far we can get to that, but more than likely we'll need some money, whether we combine it in a roofing paving article or how we do that, I'm not sure. But this needs some funds there. Scott air tanks. We just found out last week when they came in to service our air tanks that our bottles expire. So the life expectancy expires as of January of 2019. So 22 of our bottles will no longer be able to be used. Legally, they have to be thrown away. So that's about $1,000 each. We're also going to look at the age of our air packs, and it might make more financial sense to buy new air packs, which come with the bottles. Over a long period, it might be a cheaper option for us, because eventually we'll have to replace the air packs anyways, and we'll get better numbers on that. Any questions on these three? Vehicle replacement. So what we'd like to propose, we're looking at replacing one vehicle. So we have two service vehicles right now. We have a 260, which is a 2010 F-250. It's used for plowing. It's a four-door pickup truck. It's used for maintenance. It's used as a second vehicle to go to rescue calls, service type calls. And then we've got 269, which is also used for service calls around town, training, go to training classes. Both vehicles are extremely old. They're getting rusty. They're time for replacement. So we're proposing to get rid of those two. At the same time, we have a new fireboat that Coast Guard has given us, a $300,000 fireboat for free, that we anticipate getting ready for service in the next couple months, which lets us dispose of the old fireboat. Those values are NADA and Kelley Blue Book values. There's no guarantee we'll get that for them, but that's what the computer says they're worth. So we're proposing replacing the two vehicles with a single F-250 new, and the $51,000 is just a budgetary cost right now. That's a diesel version. We're not sure. I think more than likely we'll ask for something a couple $1,000 less, a non-diesel version. We're going to look at that a little closer. So the total cost there is $27,800. We're also looking at the brush breaker option, which I don't have on here. So we've got a brush breaker that needs a little bit of work. We don't use it very often to do it, so we're trying to figure out what makes sense. It makes more sense for us to have a pickup truck with a skid tank in it that it can be used for other things other than brush calls, which we don't use it as much. We're in some talks with some other neighboring fire departments to see what kind of trade or sharing arrangement we can work out that makes sense for us. Any questions?
So that would be an additional vehicle to this
F-250? It would be a replacement. So we're proposing, I think we may well propose that we replace the brush breaker with a pickup truck with a skid tank on it, which would be more useful to us on a daily basis. So whether we trade that for another town that has one they can give us, or whether we sell it, or the other option is possibly to get a surplus Humvee, which we can get for free and put a skid tank in the back of that. I think there are a lot of options that aren't huge high costs, but we're just not 100% there in that discussion yet.
I know the town DPW has resources, and they've in getting either gently used equipment, so you might want to talk to them.
Sure, absolutely. Just to mention also, too, as far as maintenance of vehicles goes, Comfire has agreed to help or to become our maintenance provider. So they've got a mechanic, one of the best in New England, probably the best fire truck mechanic in New England. We're working on some type of agreement to see how we would compensate them. But they've agreed to try to take up that slack, and we have a hard time finding people to work on our fire trucks, so that'll hopefully save us some money too.
The new fireboat, any success in donations for the equipment that you need?
Nothing firm right now. I've got a couple of requests out there for donations that look very favorable. I think we'll be able to get the donations from community members to outfit it with electronics. If we don't, I believe we'll have enough money left in our budget to put the minimal in to get it in service. Either way, it will be in service in the next couple of months. We also, last year, we had the article for, I think it was last year, the $50,000 for 263 rehab. So we've turned that money back in. So we've got $50,000 that we did not use and don't need.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Tom?
We didn't bring any slides, I'm sorry. Assuming that you guys have copies.
Yep.
That document.
Yep.
And this document, yeah.
I have two pages.
I have two pages.
Yeah.
All set.
Yeah, I think I've.
I did my landscapes.
Yep.
All right, Tom Hoppenstedt with the Water Department, Board of Water Commissioners. And so we also broke it down into the categories that are appropriate for the village. Labor and salaries, that's probably one that you guys have some questions about. We did a lot of work on labor and salaries over the last few months. We've looked at all of the surrounding districts and similar size districts on the Cape and close to the Cape to try to figure out just what level our employees should be funded at and should be supported at. You know, I think it goes without saying that water is blue gold, and it's really important that we have good people and a good water system to support the village of Kootenai. So we did a lot of work. We did the job descriptions for all the positions. We did the position evaluations for all the positions, and then we developed steps or levels for each position. And within that, we have specific criteria that each employee has to meet. Then we looked at the surrounding districts, came up with salaries for comparable positions around us. And that's why we're coming to you this year with an expected increase, or proposed increase, of for labor and salaries of about 8%. Some of those salaries, well, the range goes from, you know, a 3% increase to a 14% increase. Okay? So, did a lot of homework on that and didn't bring the job descriptions. I do have the levels with me if you'd like to see copies of that, or the steps. And we could certainly make the job descriptions and the evaluations available for you, okay? For maintenance, we're looking at a 5% decrease. And I'm just looking at it real quick here. Let's see. We're going down in stations and tanks, right, and down in water testing because of some federal relief that we get from there. We don't have to test for everything this coming fiscal year. Operations, we're up 3%. That 3% is due to increases in postage, gasoline, and fuel for the vehicles. Electricity costs and consumption assessment. And then for miscellaneous, we're even funded. And overall, we would be looking for a 4% increase from last year. We do have a couple of capital expenditures that are not on this. One would be a pickup truck that's going to be supporting the tank for lime in the wellheads. That truck needs to be replaced. Can't give you the details, but I can tell you it's a $60,000 expenditure. And then for the SCADA system, the security system, $470,000 to get that done. That was started in 2008. That was, has been funded partially throughout the years. Price has gone up exponentially, you know. And it's not going to go down, and we need to have a secure water system that we can be satisfied, and the residents can be satisfied that they're going to have good quality water, good quantities of water, without any hiccups in that supply. So, questions?
I have a question about the security system. Is that going to be cameras that are for all of the well fields, or just at the...
I believe it's all the well fields, right? At the stations, yeah.
Stations and tanks, but it doesn't include entrances?
No.
That are where it's being, people are abusing
no.
the property?
So where we have trespassing issues, it does not include that. So if we want to add that, that would increase the cost, but, and the infrastructure might be in place for some of the locations where those people are accessing, but it might not be there for others, so it could be a substantial increase if we wanted to do that.
The 14% increase?
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, no matter how nice that employee is, I think that's going to be a concern.
Yeah.
It's a concern of mine. The cost of living for this year is 2%.
Mm-hmm. Again, we looked at surrounding districts, and we looked at the existing salaries of the positions and what those people did and what the surrounding districts were paying their people. And that's what it came out to be, is a 14% increase. It's not, the wage they're getting now is not a living wage for a Cotuit resident. The wage that we're offering our employees, they can't buy a house. They probably can't rent a house unless they live with numerous people. And so I think it's time that, you know, if we want to have a good, reliable water system, I think it's time that we make sure that the people that are working on that water system, regardless of who they are compensated appropriately.
I understand that, but you know, when you look at the water departments in the surrounding communities, most of them are not supported by just, you know, 25,000 people, or
right.
government. You know, so it's a, you know, for that's. I think it's a great deal to ask of people to do it so rapidly. You know, in one huge jump.
In a big jump like that to try to compensate. Let me just give you a copy, and maybe you have this, of the salaries of surrounding districts, so you can take a look at it. It's got Cotuit for 2018, for 2018, Mashpee 2015, Belmont 2017, St. Denis and Yarmouth.
Again, I'll say the same thing. You know, all of those are towns, with the exception of Onset.
All of those are, and we're a village?
Yeah, we're a village.
So COMM, village.
That's three
but
villages.
It's three villages.
Three villages.
Absolutely,
three
villages. Yeah. Denis and Yarmouth, you know, you could consider that, you know, it's a DY thing. There are a couple of villages in that district, but...
Did you accumulate statistics along with the rates, such as water pumped, population, users, rates? I think that would be a useful comparison.
No, we didn't do that. Do we have that data?
I agree, but I think it would be useful for the taxpayers, and I think the committee, just to see what the relative volumes are, you know, in comparison to these other locations. And particularly when you look at COM, which is the closest to us, and would probably be, I mean, one of the reasons for making an adjustment on salaries is to retain people, and the COM would probably be one of the competitive
Correct.
Organizations, so we ought to take a look at that, but also what the what their statistics are.
Sure, and I think that's a good point. You know?
And I think
and something that we could certainly do as we go through this process, right?
Right, and I think the other thing at the end of the day is when the taxpayers look at this, it's going to be how do we prove to them that this is a worthwhile investment?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of, those are, that's a good comment suggestion, and we'll work on that.
I wouldn't mind seeing the job descriptions either. Just
the you want the descriptions as well as the levels. The levels I have copies of. The descriptions I don't.
Okay.
We just approved them last. Well, the last time we met.
That's okay. Yeah,
that's okay.
But I'll get you those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you send them to everybody on the committee?
Okay.
Thanks.
Job descriptions, levels, evaluations. Do you want to see the copies of the new evals?
No, I don't think we need to see that. No. But the treasurer's office needs to have that.
Yes.
The treasurer's office needs to have copies of the job descriptions and the yearly evaluations.
Yep. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, is there any update on the special needs? Space needs or special needs?
Space needs.
Yeah.
The only update would be that of a correction of the dates, if you will.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. So, the correction in the date from the last time we spoke would be with respect to having a briefing, if you will, with respect to the services we're requesting in the properties. They call that the pre-proposal meeting, which now will be, when we correct our dates, would be held on April 30th here at Freedom Hall, with them visits to the sites.
Yeah.
And then the applications would be due on or before May 9th. So we need to start to get our advertising in place.
Right.
I think we have all the other documents now that we have adopted our designer selection.
Okay.
And I will PDF those all out
to
everybody.
Great.
And take one last review, and then I'll try and figure out what we need to do to advertise.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay, and
we should be able to get that done soon.
Yeah. So, you reviewed the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
I did.
So, could I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I so move to accept the minutes of
16th of February.
16th of February.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any other business, Mr. Treasurer?
No.
Okay. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.